In this bulletin, three cases of community transmission in Victoria with suspected links to the Sydney outbreak. New South Wales tightens COVID restrictions as case numbers grow, and an expert says the cricket test at the SCG should be played without spectators. With the latest SBS News, I'm Alan Lee. Victoria has detected three new cases of COVID-19 overnight after detecting three yesterday and is making face coverings mandatory in indoor environments from 5 p.m. today. The three cases detected yesterday are linked to a gathering at a Thai restaurant on December the 21st. Acting Premier Jacinta Allan says the outbreak has forced the government to tighten restrictions, with indoor household gatherings reduced to 15 and the compulsory use of face masks in all indoor environments when people are outside of their residences.
So if you're planning to leave your home, at the moment, obviously, we're asking people to carry their masks with them. We're now asking people to wear a mask if they are indoors in any location that's not their private home. And that also applies, as I said, from 5 o'clock tonight.
New South Wales has recorded 10 new cases of community transmission with 28,000 tests conducted. Premier Gladys Berejiklian says five of the cases are linked to the Avalon cluster on the Northern Beaches.
At 8 p.m. last night, there were 10 cases of community transmission in New South Wales. Five were directly linked to the Avalon cluster. Three, as we'd already foreshadowed yesterday, were members of the Croydon cluster, which we foreshadowed. One is a link to the transport worker cluster, which we'd previously spoken about, and one is under investigation. There's a chance it's an old case or else a false positive, but serology is looking at that. That's the 10th one.
A COVID-19 vaccine from Oxford University and AstraZeneca has been approved for use in the United Kingdom. Australia has signed a deal with AstraZeneca for nearly 54 million doses of its vaccine in 2021, with 20 million to be produced in Australia by CSL. British Health Secretary Matt Hancock says the UK approval will speed up the vaccination rollout, with 530,000 doses available from next week.
We can accelerate the vaccine rollout, which is much needed. We have 100 million doses on order. The rollout will start on the 4th of January and will really accelerate in the first few weeks of next year.
A Melbourne man says he could have been killed by an Uber driver who is accused of stabbing him in the early hours of Christmas Day. 33-year-old construction worker Sean Savarin and his girlfriend used an Uber to get home from a Christmas Eve celebration. Mr. Savarin alleges that the driver accused him of spilling a drink in the car before attacking him with a knife. He has been left with deep stab wounds and says he and his girlfriend are traumatised.
My girlfriend jumped in the way. What if he stabbed her? What if he killed her? That's what I keep thinking. How easy would it have been for him to do this? In 30 seconds, what if he done that to her? What if he, like, that's what I just keep thinking about. Like, that's why I want to make this public.
Uber has told SBS News it strongly condemns any criminal or violent activity. It says drivers undergo criminal record checks before being allowed to use its app, and they are banned from carrying weapons. Police have charged a 26-year-old man with intentionally causing injury, recklessly causing injury, and assault with a weapon. He will face court in September. Overseas, explosions have killed at least 22 people and wounded more than 50 at Aden Airport in Yemen. The attack took place shortly after a plane carrying the country's newly formed government arrived from Saudi Arabia. Yemen's information minister says he heard two explosions, suggesting possible drone attacks. He accused Houthi rebels of carrying out a cowardly terrorist act. Yemen's internationally recognized government has worked mostly from self-imposed exile in Saudi Arabia during the country's civil war. The European Union's Crisis Management Commissioner has visited the Croatian town devastated by a powerful 6.4 magnitude earthquake. At least seven people died in the quake that struck Petrinja. The EU Commissioner for Crisis Management is Janez Lenočić.
My presence here is to ensure and reassure people here in Petrinja and in Croatia that they are not alone, that the European Union is there, that help is coming, and that we will continue to stand by them, we'll stand by Croatian people, and we'll stand by Croatia in order to overcome these challenges.
To sport, and an epidemiologist says next month's cricket test between Australia and India at the Sydney Cricket Ground should be played without any spectators. The New South Wales government says people will be able to watch the match safely with reduced crowd numbers and says masks will be made available. But Professor Michael Toole from the Burnet Institute says committing to a mass gathering while there's community transmission is too risky.
In the middle of an outbreak, we really literally don't know what's going to happen in the next 8 days. And so to commit to such a crowd, I think is really unwise. And I think most of my colleagues in public health at the moment would recommend that the game go ahead without spectators.
And now for a look at today's weather. In Perth, sunny, a high of 32. In Adelaide, similar conditions, a high of 29. Cloudy in Melbourne, 23 degrees. In Hobart, clearing showers and 17. 26 in Canberra, possible showers, and a shower or two in Wollongong with a high of 22. Much the same in Sydney, 24 the high. 25 in Newcastle with a shower or two. Similar in Brisbane with a high of 28. And in Cairns, showers and a high of 32. And in Darwin, showers with a possible storm and a high of 32. And that's the latest news, sport and weather from SBS News. I'm Alan Lane.